planning for the weekend? It's Trina Mari here, and Fergal Harrington is in from Intro Matchmaking. Now, Fergal, you were telling me you're getting a lot of emails in from women who are, let's put it this way, they're the louder type of personalities, okay? And they're wondering why they can't find a man. Do you think that these women who are quite loud and brash can be a little bit scary?
You see, one of the main things that men say they do not want in women, and we ask people what you do want and what you don't want and what they don't want, is always loud, brash, domineering, in your face, hear you before I see you kind of thing, highly opinionated, lectury almost. Whereas guys, what they say they want is, I want down to earth, grounded, just what you see is what you get.
Have a laugh.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? It's giving an opinion on absolutely everything.
When rarely asked. The guys just want, a lot of the time the guys will say, look, I want a simple, happy life. I'm looking to commit to a relationship. I'm looking to, you know, be 50-50 in this, but I don't want to feel like I'm being spoken to like a bold child half the time. And a lot of the time they do come in that way and they say, oh, yeah, please, God, just give me someone who's grounded and down to earth sense. Just someone who has a sense of adventure, someone who's fun loving, someone who's got good sense of humor. A lot of the time the women will come in and they'll say, look, you know, I'm too much for men. I'm threatening to men because of this, that and the other. And I say,
so they recognise it themselves. They're
totally
aware of it themselves.
But wearing it with almost like a badge and being proud that they've risen to such, I suppose, maybe a high status in their profession. They might be at partner level in some massive firm, or they might be, I don't know, earning hundreds of grand a year, driving the best Maserati, whatever. And they feel because of those material objects that they've almost surpassed what men were like back in the day. And now women are doing better and, you know, making more money a lot of the time. So it almost has gone to the heads of some people. And some people then feel that, well, I've raised myself. I'm up to here now. I'm almost superhuman. And it's friends as well constantly saying, oh, Mary, God, you're unbelievable. You're this top executive. You got all this money. You drive these lovely cars, lovely house. God, any man would be lucky to have you.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes to their heads sometimes.
Okay. Some might say, though, well, do you know what? That is my personality. I'm outgoing. And people tend to always put that on dating profiles anyway, don't they? Because they don't want to appear to be boring. So they say they're outgoing. Is there a difference between being outgoing and being,
Of course. Unassuming confidence is great, and people often, the people who are the wealthiest or the best looking coming into Intro are the most grounded and down to earth. You'd never know they had two pennies to put together. They don't shove it in your face.
Mm-hmm.
It's this constant, I'm incredible, I'm amazing, I do this, I do Pilates every other day, I do yoga, I eat fish, I'm just incredible. And so it's great to be confident and build yourself up and personally be the best person you can be, but then if you're expecting that counterpart is going to exist, so the one for one does not exist in that sense, in terms of men in Ireland who are looking for the similar types of women. So women are building themselves up, and their friends are all saying, God, this is amazing. And they're buoying the confidence levels up to huge heights. But then she's waiting for Superman to be just as super as her.
Okay.
And there aren't very many super.
Okay, so you kind of need to look at your, if you are that kind of very loud person and you're wondering why does it never work out, maybe you need to look at yourself and figure it out. Yeah.
Am I slightly too much to handle?
Fergal, you are at intro.ie, and I know the office is on Grafton Street as well. If anybody is interested in being match made, he is the man, aren't you? This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.